Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 16 of our walk through the Book of Psalms. Every Monday through Friday, you'll receive a new chapter of Psalm to soak in when you wake up and before you go to sleep at night, or maybe both. And today's Psalm is really special. It's Psalm 16, and apparently it's known as David's Jewel, the Psalm of the Precious Secret, also known as the Golden Psalm. So let's jump right into the scripture, take it in verse by verse, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Psalm 16, verse 1. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. There are some incredible phrases in this psalm, and they just keep coming in one after the other, especially the last verse. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now that's a good day. So what David is celebrating here is in God's presence, he has pleasures abound. He has peace and joy and guidance. And as long as he keeps his eyes on the Lord, he will not be shaken. That's incredible. I love that thought, and I love the truth of it ringing in my chest. Verse 7 says, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. David is often described as a man who is after the Lord's own heart, and we really see this in the scripture. And it's my hope that one day someone will remember me the same way, that I was a woman after God's own heart. The coolest thing about this psalm is that we see, even in the face of death, David is willing to trust God and celebrate God's goodness. I have a friend who likes to say, only God determines my time and place of death. And that's true, but I don't exactly revel in the thought. However, after reading Psalm 16, I feel it in that moment as I read those verses. So it's my hope that the more we read these verses, the more they really sink into our hearts and become the truth of our heart and become true for our lives as we walk day by day. If you've made it to day 16, hi, I am so thankful for you, so grateful. If you could share this episode or another episode that you loved even more with a friend, or maybe just share it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, that would be an incredible way for more and more people to experience God's word day by day. And hey, if you haven't subscribed yet or followed, what you doing? Hit that button, hit that like button. All that to say, remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress.